I'd like to turn to Psalm 146. We'll be looking at Psalms 146 through Psalm 150. Notice verse 1 of Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Notice verse 10. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 147, verse 1, praise ye the Lord. Verse 20, praise ye the Lord. Verse 1 of Psalm 148, praise ye the Lord. Verse 14, praise ye the Lord. Psalm 149, verse 1, praise ye the Lord. Verse 9 of the same psalm, praise ye the Lord. Psalm 150, verse 1, praise ye the Lord. Verse 6, praise ye the Lord. Everyone can probably guess what we're going to preach on this morning. Praise ye the Lord. Each of these five psalms begin and conclude the exact same way. Praise ye the Lord. They all begin with those four words. They all end with those four words. They all begin and end with that declaration. Praise ye the Lord. The truth is, they begin and end at a place where we all need to be brought again, again, and again, and again. Praise ye the Lord. 40 times in these five psalms, we read the word praise. 4 times we read the plural, praises. You think about the way the book of Psalms begins. Blessed is the man. So the book begins with God blessing man. And it appropriately ends with the blessed man praising the Lord. The book begins with God reaching down to man, bestowing his rich and full blessing upon him, and ends with the blessed one responding to God in praise. As you read through the Psalms, it's very easy to identify with the Psalms. They speak of things that we all experience. They speak of things that we all go through. And as you read the Psalms, you read of the people of God. You read of their lives, their trials, their tribulations, their difficulties, their struggles, their oppositions, their obstacles, their griefs, their sorrows, their joys, their emotions, their doubts, their fears, their courage, and their sins. As you read through the Psalms, you see all of these things over and over and over again. And then the book closes with these five Psalms, which are exclusively about praise. And what this says is in the midst of all the varying circumstances of life, there should be praise. So the psalm ends on a high note with these last five psalms. It leaves the reader inspired and uplifted. We do not know the time that these psalms were written, Psalm 146 through 50. We don't know the occasion, but they were grouped together by the translators to form a unit to close the book. And they are the climax of the book of Psalms. So you look at these five psalms as a unit. And I've probably read these psalms 20 times since Friday. But if you read them, you see that each one really, they each talk about praise, but they each put the emphasis in a different place. Psalm 146 emphasizes who should praise God. Psalm 147 is why we should praise God. Psalm 148 is where we should praise God. Psalm 149 is how we should praise God. And then Psalm 150 kind of pulls it all together and tells us who should praise God, why we should praise God, where we should praise God, and how we should praise God. So again, the subject of these psalms, without a doubt, is praise to God. You cannot praise God without moving toward God, without ascending toward God. So the psalms end with a moving and ascending toward the Lord. We want to consider several things this morning about praise. First of all, we want to look at the command, the exhortation, the invitation of these psalms. Again, they each begin and end the same way. Praise ye the Lord. And that phrase, praise ye the Lord, occurs 11 times in these psalms. In addition, you have the phrase, praise the Lord. That occurs 5 times. You have the words, praise Him. And that occurs 15 times. There are also the phrases, praise unto my God. Again, we're talking about Psalm 146 through 150. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise His name. Praise God. We read of the high praises of God. And we read the phrase, sing praise. And each one of these phrases are in the form of a command, meaning that they are a directive. They are an order. So we are directed, we are ordered to praise God. They're also in the form of an exhortation, meaning that the psalmist is urging us to praise God. He's making an appeal to us to praise God. He's calling upon us to praise God. But I believe they're also in the form of an invitation. Praise ye the Lord. That means that it's a privilege. An invitation conveys the idea that it's your privilege. It conveys the idea of an opportunity. So it is our duty to praise God. We are commanded to do so. The Word of God urges us to praise God. But it is our privilege and it is our opportunity to praise the Lord also. So it is a command. It is an exhortation, it is an invitation. And it is a command and an exhortation, an invitation to our hearts. Because we praise God from the heart. It is a command, it is an exhortation, it is an invitation to turn our attention upon God. You can't praise Him without turning your attention to God. So every time we read those words, praise ye the Lord, or praise the Lord, or praise Him, it is telling us, turn your attention to God. Focus upon God. It is telling us, worship God. That's what praise is. It is a worship of God. But is it not also a command and an exhortation not to be governed and controlled by circumstances and people? Again, we don't know the occasion of these psalms, but whatever was going on in these five psalms, attention is drawn away from circumstances. And the psalmist is intent on not being controlled and governed by circumstances or people. So, these words, praise ye the Lord, is a command and an exhortation to rise above circumstances and people. Focus upon God. So what is it to praise God? What does that mean? Well, praise is, first of all, an act of expression. It is an act of expression. It is an act and expression of worship. It is the expression of admiration for God. It is the expression of adoration for God. It is the expression of thankfulness to God. It is the expression of devotion toward God. It is an expression of exaltation of the Lord. It is the expression of a desire to glorify, magnify, and honor Him. That's what we do in praise. It is an expression of reverence for the Lord. It is also an ascription that God is worthy of all. It's to honor Him. It's an expression of tribute to the Lord. It is a celebration of God. Praise is a happy occasion. Praise is a celebration of God, who He is and what He has done. It is to show forth God. So in the light of praise, in the light of what praise means, certainly God is to be praised. Now notice the mood of praise to God. Throughout these five psalms, you read them, and you cannot help but feel the passion and the fervency and the zeal of the praise. You can't help but feel that. And as you read the five psalms, it appears that the praise seems to build throughout the psalm. And then you come to Psalm 150. And it's like a hallelujah chorus. It ends Psalm 150, you have a full orchestra playing. The trumpets are sounding. The harps are playing. The timbrels are shaking. The strings are being strung. Flutes are being blown. The cymbals are clashing. And the voices of the redeemed are raised in praise to God in Psalm 150. So it is a passionate and fervent, zealous declaration of God. Praise. You notice also there's an individuality in this praise. It is praise ye. That's personal. Praise ye the Lord. And in Psalm 146 verse 1, the psalmist, after he says, praise ye the Lord, he talks to himself. And he says, praise the Lord, O my soul. He's talking to himself. It's individual. And in Psalm 146:2, he uses the personal pronoun I in relation to praise. Each individual here is to praise God. Saved or unsaved, everyone is called upon to praise the Lord. So there's an individuality in this. There's also a personal intention and resolve to praise God. In Psalm 146 and verse 2, he says, "While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being." From those words, it seems like the psalmist is in a weakened condition. But it is his resolve that as long as he lives, as long as he has breath, as long as I have any being, I will praise the Lord. Again, we don't know what was going on in the psalmist's life at this time. But whatever it was, his intent and purpose was not to be controlled and governed by what was going on, but to praise God in the midst of it. 20 times in the Psalms, we hear the psalmist, different psalmists, saying, "I will praise. I will praise. It is my intent. It is my resolve. I will praise." In Psalm 7, verse 17, "I will praise the Lord." In Psalm 9, verse 1, "I will praise Thee, O Lord, with my whole heart." Psalm 35, verse 18, "I will praise Thee among much people." In Psalm 52, and verse 9, "I will praise Thee forever." In Psalm 54, 6, "I will praise the name of the Lord." In Psalm 57, verse 9, "I will praise Thee, O Lord, among the people." In Psalm 69, 30, "I will praise the name of God with song." In Psalm 86, 12, "I will praise Thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart." In Psalm 108, in verse 3, "I will praise Thee, O Lord, among the people." That's about the third time he said that. Psalm 109, verse 30, "I will praise Him among the multitude." Psalm 111, verse 1, "I will praise the Lord with my whole heart." In Psalm 118, verse 19, "I will praise the Lord." In verse 21, "I will praise Thee." In Psalm 119, verse 7, "I will praise Thee with uprightness of heart." In Psalm 138, verse 1, "I will praise Thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto Thee." That is, amongst the false, "I will sing praise unto Thee." Psalm 139, 14, "I will praise Thee." Psalm 145, verse 2, "Every day will I bless Thee, and I will praise Thy name forever and ever." I will, I will, I will. Praise the Lord is what the psalmist is saying. That needs to be the resolve of each one of us. I will praise the Lord. We don't know what's going to happen a second from now, but it ought to be our resolve, whatever it is, I will praise the Lord. Whatever it is, I will praise the Lord. Whatever is coming, it is my resolve not to be controlled and governed by what's coming, and I will praise the Lord. It needs to be our intention. And notice in all of those I wills, not in a single case Not in a single instance was there any stipulations. It is just, I will praise. I will praise. Again, in Psalm 146 and verse 2, while I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Our last breath ought to be praise to God. This must be our determination. Regardless of time, regardless of place, regardless of circumstance, I will praise the Lord. We see also praise is to be wholeheartedly. Psalm 146, verse 1, the psalmist again speaks to his inner person. Praise the Lord, O my soul. It's not just praise with the lips. Praise the Lord, O my soul. It involves the entirety of our inner being. There's nothing lukewarm about it. There's nothing formal about it. It is praise without reservation. To my shame, many times, almost all the time, we hold back in our praise. We're reserved. There are times we're caught up in the third heaven. And we feel like going into a dance. But we hold back. This is praise without reservation. All that God would bring us to that point. It is public praise. Psalm 149:1, we read His praise in the congregation of the saints. Psalm 150, verse 1, praise God in His sanctuary. It is a call that goes forth to us individually, but it is also a call that goes forward to us congregationally. We cannot praise God congregationally until we praise God individually. Congregationally is a bunch of individuals praising God together. We read in Psalm 100, verse 4, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. That's how we're to enter. We're to enter the house of God with praise. And if everyone enters that way, then you have a congregation praising the Lord. So we're to come to God's house individually praising God. And then we together praise God as a congregation. And when the congregational praise ends, we go out of those doors individually praising God. So from all of this, we see that praise ye the Lord is a call to passionately, fervently, zealously, wholeheartedly glorify, magnify, exalt, and honor God. It is a call to passionately, fervently, zealously, wholeheartedly express reverence and admiration and adoration and thankfulness and devotion toward God. It is a call to passionately and zealously and wholeheartedly give tribute to God and to celebrate God. We read in Psalm 147 in verse 1, praise ye the Lord, for it is good. It's always good to praise God. It's virtuous. For it is good to sing praises unto our God. And then it says, for it is pleasant. That means it's enjoyable. You feeling down? Praise God. That'll bring some joy into your life. It's pleasant. And then it goes on to say, it's comely. That means it's beautiful. It's beautiful to God. Again, each one of these five psalms begin and end with praise ye the Lord. And as you read the Psalms, and I encourage you to do so, in between the beginning and the ending is praise to the Lord. That should be our life. That should be our life. We're to begin the day praising God. All through the day, praising God. And then we're to end the day praising God. It is a continuous praise. It is a lifestyle to praise the Lord. And the more continuous it is, it grows. It grows in fervency. It grows in passion. The more continuous it is, there's nothing mechanical about it. Nothing superficial or shallow. We have to always be praising God. Why? Because God is always God. God is always God. And whether you believe it or not, or whether you realize it or not, you're always being blessed by God. Praise God all the time because God is always God. Praise God all the time because God is always blessing you. You may not see it, but it's so. It's so. So our lives are to be marked by praise. So he gives us some idea of what praise is. Consider some of the features of praise. Again, in our text, the call to praise God is in the tone of a shout. When you read those words, praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord, praise Him, I don't picture a tone of a whisper, but it's a shout. And it's not just a shout, it's an exuberant shout. It's not, praise the Lord. It's exuberant. It's boisterous. It's boastful. To praise the Lord is to boast on God. It is to brag on God. We need to do that. Excitement and enthusiasm are features of praise. In these Psalms, praise ye the Lord, praise Him. They're all those phrases are written with much jubilation. He doesn't write those words in sorrow. He doesn't write those words in gloom. There's a jubilation in his heart when he writes those words. There's a joy in God. Joy in God is a feature of praise. Oh, there are times because we're but dust that we honestly can't, though we should, we can't bring ourselves to rejoice in a situation, but you ought to always be able to rejoice in God. In these Psalms, the praise spoken of is intense. It's very powerful. It's vigorous. And praise involves a turning away from man, turning away from a situation, turning toward God. Psalm 146:3, put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man in whom there is no help. And that is in the context of praise. If you're going to praise God, you've got to turn away from man. You've got to turn away from the most powerful of men, the princes. It's very powerful. The praise spoken of in these Psalms is a spiritual matter. It goes beyond the external. The praise spoken of in these Psalms involves a conscious awareness of the Lord. If we're going to live lives of praise, we have to live in the awareness of God. As you read through these Psalms, if I counted right, the name Lord, all capital letters, Jehovah, occurs 33 times. The name God appears 9 times. The word King 1 time. And again, if I counted right, there are 72 pronouns referring to the Lord. That's 115 mentions of God in these Psalms, which tells me that the psalmist was aware of God. If you're going to praise God, you have to be aware of God. Unawareness and oblivion will never praise God. You read through these Psalms, you see a man who was enthralled with God. These are the words of one who is filled with wonder concerning the Lord. We must not lose our wonder of God. It's one who had faith. Psalm 146:10, the Lord shall reign forever. He believed that. And he praised God. Psalm 147:5, great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. He's praising God for who He is. Psalm 148:13, for His name alone is excellent. His glory is above heaven or the earth and heaven. He's praising God for who He is. Psalm 150 verse 2, He speaks of His excellent greatness. So you behold and you believe who God is. And you praise Him. And you praise Him. These Psalms are also the words of one who's filled with wonder concerning His marvelous works. Psalm 150 verse 2. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him for His mighty acts. And the acts are spoken of throughout these five Psalms. Notice in Psalm 146, verse 6, verse 5, he speaks of the Lord his God, which the Lord his God made heaven and earth. That's His works. The sea and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoner. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. Praise God for His acts. Praise God for what He's done. Praise God for what He's doing. Praise God for what He shall do. Because whatever He's done, whatever He's doing, whatever He shall do is good. Praise the Lord. Notice Psalm 147, verses 2 through 20. We'll not read them all to save time. But he's talking about the acts of the Lord. He says, the Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. Obviously, this took place after the Babylonian captivity. He healeth the broken in heart. And bindeth up their wounds. Praise the Lord for what He's done. Praise the Lord for what He's doing. Praise the Lord for what He will do. Verse 4. We see His wisdom. His knowledge. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Astrologers will name the stars. But I've got news for them. They've already been named. Great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up. Verse 8, who covereth. Verse 9, he giveth. Verse 10, he delighteth. Verse 11, the Lord taketh pleasure. Verse 13, for he hath strengthened. He maketh. He sendeth. He giveth. He casteth. He sendeth. He sowed. These are all things that God is doing and has done. And we praise the Lord for the works of God. In these Psalms also are the words of one who's united in heart to God. He says in Psalm 146 and verse 2, I will sing praises unto my God. My God! That's something to praise Him for. He's my God! Praise the Lord. It's a heart, if we're going to praise God, our heart has to be united to the Lord. These are the words of one who has a deep-seated humility. The more humble we are, the more we praise the Lord. It's one who has a love for God. It's one who has thankfulness to God. Notice Psalm 147, 7, sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. It's one who is worshiping God. Praise is a component of worship. So much so that if praise ceases to be worship, it's no longer praise. It's just words. Praise is worship. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise Him. It's not about us. It's about Him. Praise is never about us. It's about Him. You say, well, I don't see God doing anything in my life. Well, first of all, you're blind. But secondly, even if it were so, praise God for what He's doing in someone else's life. Praise the Lord. It proceeds from a heart that is saturated with the wonder of God. It is spontaneous. It is spontaneous. We ought to spontaneously praise the Lord. In other words, it's unrehearsed. If it's rehearsed, that's a performance. This is unrehearsed. You don't practice praise. It's unrehearsed. It's impulsive. Oh, to be a people who possesses the features of praise. Lastly, briefly, the extent of this praise. All creation is called upon to praise God. Even inanimate matter is called upon to praise God. Notice Psalm 148. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise ye Him, all His angels. Praise ye Him, all His host. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Praise Him, ye heaven of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. All creation is called upon to praise the Lord. Verses 7 through 10. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snail and snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling His word, mountains and hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. Praise the Lord! It's a call for all. And it's a call for all people. Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. We're all called upon to praise God. Doesn't matter your position in life, whether you be a king or whether you be a slave, whether you be young or old, whether you be male or female. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Notice Psalm 150, verse 6. Let everything that hath breath. Do you have breath today? Praise the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, may we be a people of praise. That God would help us to be more excited about God. More enthused about God. More filled to overflow. Because these things lead to what? Praise. When our cup runneth over, and our cup runs over, when our cup runs over, that has to express itself. And it does so in the form of praise. Oh, may we praise Him more and more and more every single day. And none of us know how many days we have left. We do not know how much time we have left. But may it be our resolve, I will praise the Lord. Whatever happens, I will praise the Lord. I will take the time to praise God. I will take the time to lift up my voice and praise to God. I will take the time to look to God. Oh, so many people are caught up in their own agendas. Our agenda needs to be, I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. God help us to be a people of praise. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in verse 7.